भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्री बादरायणी उवाच
भगवान पिता रात्रि
शरदोत्फुल्ल मल्लिकः
विक्षिरन्तु मनश्चक्रे
योगमायामुपाश्रितः।
टुडे इज रास पूर्णिमा, the day, today is the night when Krishna had performed his Rasalila in this Vrindavan Dham. So today let us hear the effect of Venu Gita on the gopis during this Ras night. The Rasalila has been described in 5 chapters in the 10th canto, and these 5 chapters are considered the Pancha Pran of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are referring to chapter 29 and the shloka 1 which we just recited. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Badarayani said, Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in all opulences. Yet upon seeing those autumn nights scented with blossoming jasmine flowers, he turned his mind towards loving affairs. To fulfill his purposes, he employed his internal potency. Now, we have to keep in mind that when this Srimad Bhagavatam is being described, narrated by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj on the banks of Ganga, very highly, extremely, greatly elevated souls are all sitting there on the banks of Ganga to hear the narration. So we have to understand that this is not an ordinary mundane, the Rasalila is not a mundane girl-boy activity. Therefore, to hear mundane topics on girls and boys, no greatly elevated souls will come and spend their time to sit on the banks of Ganga to hear. And Sukadeva Goswami, such an elevated soul, will not speak such mundane topics. So we have to keep in mind throughout this narration that this is not an ordinary topic. This is a very, very, very highly elevated topic. Now, this shloka starts saying, Bhagavan api ta ratrihi. Bhagavan api means Krishna also, Bhagavan also. Why Bhagavan also? Means what is it? It's saying Bhagavan also turned his mind towards loving affairs. Why? Why? Because the gopis had the desire to be with Krishna from almost a year back when the Chirharan Leela had happened. That is the Vastraharan Leela, that is the Leela where the clothes were of stealing of the clothes of the gopis. When that Leela happened, they never wanted to go back home after that Leela. But Krishna promised them that very soon he will spend the nights with them. So because of his promise, they somehow managed to go back home. Only their bodies went, their mind never went. The mind stayed back with Krishna. So for a whole year, it had been a year from the time that happened to this day of the Rasalila night. So for the whole year, they were waiting for this particular day. They were waiting when Krishna would fulfill his promise. Their minds were not there in their work. They could not do any of their activities. They were just doing their duties of serving their husband and home activities out of force. But their mind could not stay with them in their duties. The mind were always with Krishna because they had given their mind to Krishna. So today, Bhagavan api, Krishna also desired to enjoy with the gopis. Krishna desired because the gopis were desiring, and he desired in order to fulfill their desires. Rantum manas chakri. Viksha ta ratrihi. Krishna saw those nights. Now, how was that night? Sharadot fulla mallikaha. Now, when Krishna saw those night, means Krishna created the nights with his seeing. He created them. So these nights are not ordinary nights. It is a transcendental night, because ordinary knights cannot take part in Krishna's leelas. So it is a night which is created by Krishna's looking, and that's a transcendental night. Sharadot fulla mallikaha. It was Sharad night, full of blooming mallika flowers. The nights were filled with mallika flowers. In one night, he enclosed many nights. Just like within the body of Krishna, there are millions of universes enclosed within that small body of Krishna. Similarly, in one night, he enclosed millions of nights. Now, what was his position? Yogamaya upashritaha. Upa means near. So, he took shelter of his yogamaya, internal shakti, from very near. Samacharya say that this is Radharani. This yogamaya or internal shakti is Radharani, which means he took shelter of Radharani to perform his ras with the millions of gopis. Now, in the next shloka, Sukadeva Goswami talks of the moon.
Prachya bilimpan narunena santamahi sacharsanina mudagachucho mrijan priyaha priyaya iva dirgha darshanaha.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The moon then rose, anointing the face of the eastern horizon with the reddish hue of its comforting rays, and thus dispelling the pain of all who watched him rise. The moon was like a beloved husband who returns after a long absence and adorns the face of his beloved wife with red kunkuma. So Krishna saw the nights. So what happened when he saw the nights? He created the rising of the moon. So here Sukadeva Goswami is now describing the rising of the moon. Now, we have to understand and keep in mind that this moon is not an ordinary moon. It is a transcendental moon. Ordinary moon cannot take part in Krishna's leela. So, this moon is created by Krishna's looking. So, when the Lord desired, immediately the moon rose. So, this is a moon which rose by the power of the desire of Krishna, the sankalpa of the Krishna. And it is a part of his leela. Now, how was the moon? The moon, rising of the moon, anointed the face of the eastern horizon with a reddish tinge because of its rays. And this is being explained with an analogy here by Sukadeva Goswami, that when a husband meets a wife after a long period of departure, when he sees his wife, out of happiness, he massages the face of his beloved wife and by applying a paste of kumkum on her face, and her face becomes red all over. Similarly, the moon is making the eastern horizon red in color by its rising. And when the moon rises, there is always a reddish hue on the eastern horizon. So Sukadeva Goswami is comparing this to the husband and applying kumkuma. And it is also saying that this moon dispelled the pain, the heat of all the human living beings. So next, Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe the bhav that has come up in the mind of the Lord.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ne kumudvan chandrama ko dekha.
Ramana nabham navakumkumarunam vanam chatat komala gobiranjitam jagaukalam vamadrashamanoharam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna saw the unbroken disk of the full moon glowing with the red effulgence of newly applied vermilion, as if it were the face of the goddess of fortune. He also saw the Kumuda flower lotuses opening in response to the moon's presence, and the forest gently illumined by its rays. Thus the Lord began to play sweetly on his flute, attracting the minds of the beautifully eyed gopis. So Lord Krishna now looked at the moon very carefully. And how was the moon? Ramana Nabham. How beautiful was the moon? It looked as beautiful as the face of Rama, Lakshmi. This means that Lord remembered the face of Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani. because Rama also stands for Radharani. Rama also means one who gives pleasure, which is Srimati Radharani. Actually, here this is the meaning to be understood. Ramana Nabham means he saw the beauty of Radharani. Radharani's face also appears reddish at most of the times when it is applied by kumkum. Krishna applies kumkum. Now imagine how beautiful that moon was, that the moon reminded Krishna of Radharani's moon-like face. It was like Nava Kunkuma, fresh Kunkum, reddish. Newly ground Kunkum is very, very beautifully reddish. And the moon looked like that. He saw the moon like this, and then he saw the forest. Tat Komala Gopi Ranjitam. The forest was beautified by the soft, cooling rays of the moon. And everything around, that is the ground, the rivers, the trees, everything around looked reddish. And the rays are so soft and gentle. Komal Kiran. Now seeing this moon, then he walked into the forest. Krishna walked into the forest with the desire to do Rasalila in the village called Rasoli Gaon near the banks of Yamuna. There he played the flute. Why? Why did he play the flute? To call the gopis. And only the gopis could hear his flute, not anyone else. Jagau Kalam Drisham Vama Manoharam. Lord played the song on his flute. So Vama Drisham Manoharam means that the minds of these beautiful gopis were captured with what kind of song? Manoharam, that song which captured the minds of the gopis. This is the greatness of the Lord. Kalam Gita. Sometimes the Vaishnava Acharyas wonder what kind of song Krishna would have sung. Oh, if at all we would have, it would have been recorded, we could also hear it. Such a sweet mother's song. That song had only one purpose, and that was to call his dear ones to the forest. So Kalam, Kal means sweet. The song he was singing was very, very sweet and enchanting. In such a way that the gopis felt like they were being pulled and dragged by a rope towards him. That was the way the flute was played. In Rasalila, the flute plays a most important role. I am explaining all this in very minute details here today. Now, what was the effect of the Venu on the gopis? That we will hear in the next shloka.
गीतं तदनंगवर्धनं ब्रजास्त्रियः कृष्णगृहीतमानसः आजग्मुरन्योन्यमलक्षितोद्यमः सजात्रकान्तो जवलोलकुण्डलः
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the young women of Vrindavana heard Krishna's flute song, which arouses romantic feelings, their minds were captivated by the Lord. They went to where their lover waited, each unknown to the others, moving so quickly that their earrings swung back and forth. No one else could hear this geet. Krishna was playing the flute and no one could hear. Only those gopis who were his prayasis, his lovers, his dear ones could hear. When we say gopis, it is not all the gopis. Mother Yashoda did not hear. Rohini Maya did not hear. And other elderly gopis could not hear. only those gopis who are his prayers he could hear. When Ras happens, the jingling of the bells and all the related musics and sounds can be heard to the entire universe. Even in Swarga, that is heavenly planets, everyone could hear. But when that is when Rasalila is happening, all the gopis are dancing with Krishna, so there is the jingling of the bells, the ankle bells, the waist bells, the bangles, all of them jingle, and the sound of all the instruments, they all create a huge, wonderful sound. And that could be heard even in the heavenly planets. But when it comes to calling by the flute, only the gopis who were his prayers could hear the flute, calling each one of them by taking their own very names. The flute was calling each gopi by their very names. And how they got attracted through this Venu Geet is mentioned in this shloka. Nishamya Geetam Tadanangavardhanam. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is saying that this Geet was Anangavardhanam, means it increased the Ananga. Ananga means calm or lust, which is directed towards Krishna. Now, if someone has a desire to touch the Lord, or want to feed the Lord, or want to talk with the Lord, or have a desire to get pleasure through the Lord, or is wanting to give Him pleasure, Shastra calls this Ananga. Actual meaning of Ananga is calm. But to use such a mundane meaning for the gopis is an offense, because gopis never had calm towards Krishna. They always had prem towards Krishna. How can Sukadeva Goswami do such an offense? Ananga Vardhanam. Using Ananga to mean lusty desires. So Ananga here, Vardhanam here means Krishna Rati Vardhaka. That song which increases love for Krishna. The song was so enchanting that it increased the Krishna prem in the gopis more and more and more. They already had very high degree of prem. But when hearing the song, the prem got shooted up even more. Just like when there is fire covered with smoke, and if you would blow slowly little air into it, the fire is immediately kindled. Similarly, the gopis had love for Krishna from the very beginning. They had divine love for Krishna. Just like the fire is already there, similarly, love for Krishna is already existing in them in huge level. The love which the gopis had in them to give pleasure to Krishna. This prem was given the word calm by those who are learned in the Shastra. So if the word calm is used for the gopis, we should understand that it means prem. It is not the mundane lusty desire of this material world. The meaning of kaam or anang in related to Krishna or the gopis is Krishna Vishayak Kaam, love related to Lord Krishna, which was there in the gopis already. And by hearing the song from the flute, that love increased millions and millions and millions of times tremendously. And it increased the desire in them, the greed in them to be with Him more and more and more. And therefore it is called Anangavardhanam. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying Tad Ananga Vardhanam. That song which increased the Ananga of the gopis towards Krishna, by hearing that song their love got multiplied. Then he says Krishna Grihita Manasa. Krishna has already conquered their minds from the very beginning. Manasa means mind. They do not have their mind in their household activities or feeding the children or any order, serving their parents or in-laws or husbands, nothing. Only their bodies were engaged in these acts. Their minds were totally with Krishna. They had family members, so they had to be forcefully engaged in duties. But mind was never there in their duties. It was always with Krishna. So absorbed in Krishna, fully absorbed. They were so fortunate. They were deeply involved with Him. But when they heard the song of the flute, they were like magnets getting attracted to each other, pulling, some magnetic attraction was pulling them towards Him. And the song of the flute was conveying to them, Krishna was telling, singing to each one, taking their name, He's calling them and saying, "Hey Sakhi, please come to me, I'm waiting, I'm desperate for you, I'm desperately waiting to be with you, come here, in this place there is no one, there's no one here. No human being ever comes to this place. And the night is so beautiful, full of mallika flowers. I have come here and I desire to do vihara in this place. Come to me, Sakhi, come. In this way the flute was calling them, taking their name and calling them. So now imagine, how could the gopis not come hearing all this? Therefore it is called Ajagmur. They came running. When they have heard the song of the flute, that song which was personally calling them by their very names, hearing which they immediately ran towards Krishna. And how did they come? Anyonyam alakshitodyamaha. The song was so pulling to such an extent that they were not even conscious of calling their other sakhis. Generally, when they go towards Krishna, the sakhis would call the other sakhis of their group. But the song was so personally pulling them that they just ran out, even to the extent that even Lalita Devi could not think that she has to take Radharani along with her. It was so enchanting, so magnetic. They did not even think, they could not think, they were not aware. They did not have this consciousness that they have to call their sakhis of their group, tell them, come Sakhi, let's go, come Radhe, let's go. No, the song was just pulling them. They were just out of their own control. Javalola kundalaha. While they were running, their kundala, earrings, anklets, necklaces, they were all swinging back and forth. Now, what were they doing when they heard the flute? When Krishna was playing the flute, what were the gopis engaged in? This Srila Sukadeva Goswami is explaining in the next three shlokas how they gave up their karma, dharma, loka, everything. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Some of the gopis were milking cows when they heard Krishna's flute. They stopped milking and went off to meet him. Some left milk curdling on the stove and others left cakes burning in the oven. So, doham hitva samutsukaha. Samutsukaha, even 1 second was intolerable for the gopis to wait in order to run towards Krishna. Some of the gopis were milking the cows. So all this is jati karma, the karma of the gopas. But when they heard their names being called, they left the milking and speeded away. Not that they waited for the vessel to be filled and then keep it in a safe place and then run. No, they just ran. They left it as it is. The cow's legs were tied and the calves were tied and they were not even conscious and they were not even aware that they have to untie them. They did not untie the cows. They did not untie the calves. They were not aware that the calves had to be untied. Or they were not aware that the milk has to be taken inside the house. Or if the milk spilled out, they were not aware of it. Nothing. They just ran. And this is the biggest adhikar of the gopis, which is inconceivable. Now, some of the gopis were boiling milk. They were engaged with just their bodies as a matter of duty, not their minds. But as soon as she heard the flute, she left it boiling and ran away. Not that she put off the fire or took the vessel off the fire. No, nothing. She just ran. Some of the gopis were making halwa. Maybe like making lapsi. Lapsi is made out of milk and broken wheat. She too left instantaneously. She did not even think of putting it off or bringing the vessel off the fire. The lapsi or the halwa would have got burnt, whatever. She just left. So this is the jati karma tyag, renouncing of jati karma, which the gopis have done. Once one Shrota was asking me, oh, that lapsi would have got burnt, na Maharaj? I said, the gopis left the lapsi and went away. Why can't you leave it at least for some days? Why are you thinking of what they have left and gone? Now, Parivesyantastatitva Payayantyah Shishun Payah Shushrushantyah Patin Kaschit Asnantyopasya Bhojanam Limpantyah Pramrajantyo Anya Anjantyah Kaschalochane Vyatyasta Vastrabharanah Kaschit Krishnantikam Yayuhu. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Some of them were getting dressed, feeding milk to their infants, or rendering personal service to their husbands. But they all gave up these duties and went to meet Krishna. Other gopis were taking their evening meals, washing themselves, putting on cosmetics, or applying kajal to their eyes. But all the gopis stopped these activities at once, and though their clothes and ornaments were in complete disarray, rushed off to Krishna. So this is now, these two shlokas are explaining the situation of some of the other gopis. Some of them were serving meals to their family members. As soon as she heard the song of the flute, she left. Not that she kept the vessel aside in safe place. Or some of the family members got just empty plates and she ran out. The puri, the kheer had all fallen down. But she was not even aware that all these things are happening, that these things have fallen down. She just left the family members and ran away. So this is lokatyag, renouncing family members and society. In the earlier shloka we saw jati karma tyag, which is renouncing the duties. And this is renouncing the family members. Lokatyag. Now some of the gopis were feeding cow milk to little children. How sweet little children look. Still she left. Not that she could. She thought the child will be hungry. Let me finish feeding the child and then go. People would say how ruthless they could be. But this is the swaroop of the gopis. And this is the adhikar of the gopis. This is their adhikar. And here the gopis are showing that they have, this is sneha tyag, they have renounced the love for their family members, love for the children. Now some of the gopis were serving their husbands, arranging hot water for his bath or arranging for his meals or whatever, etc. She left all that work and ran away. Next is bhojan tyag. Some were having their food. And they gave up their food and ran away in such a way that they were not even aware that they had to wash their hands. They were not even aware that the food remnants are stuck on their hands. They just ran. So this is bhojan tyag. Some of them were decorating their bodies for Krishna. They were applying sandalwood on their bodies, applying kajal to their eyes. But that also, they left it halfway. Some had applied kajal only to one eye, maybe even to half of an eye, but it just stopped there and she just ran away upon hearing the flute. Some of them were wearing their clothes, but as soon as they heard the flute, they just ran away. So some of the clothes were upside down or inside out or top part down, lower part up, all clothes, ornaments, all hither thither. So this is Deha Smriti Tyag. Renouncing bodily consciousness. In this way, the gopis have done wonderful tyag to achieve Krishna. This is the adbhuta anurag and the adbhuta avesh the gopis had towards Krishna. Next shloka. Tavaryamanah patibhi pitribhi patra bandhubhi Govindapahratatmano nanyavartanta mohitah. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Their husbands, fathers, brothers and other relatives tried to stop them, but Krishna had already stolen their hearts. Enchanted by the sound of his flute, they refused to return back. Now there is no comparison to the tyag, the renouncing which the gopis have done. They did not think about the situation which when they were leaving. Their husbands, their fathers, their brothers, relatives, they were all so bewildered about what is happening to them. They were pulling them by their hands, asking them, what has happened? Oh God, has she got some disease? What, we have done so much of worship of Narayan, and what state has come upon us? And she left and left and left to Shyam Sundar. They tried so much to stop them by pulling her hands, by pulling their garments, by closing the door, locking everything. But the gopis refused to stop. Now, if there is a heavy flow of stream and there is a boat in it, is it possible for a person to stand on the shore and try to stop the boat by screaming at the boat? No. Similarly, here the family members are all yelling and screaming at the gopis to stop, don't go. Is it possible for them to stop when there is a heavy flow of stream from Govinda? On one side, these family members are pulling them. On the other side, Govinda is pulling them. Who will win? If Govinda pulls someone, can the whole world together be able to pull that person back? He was pulling them by the song of the flute. And therefore, na nivartante, they could not be stopped with all endeavors. This is the shakti of Krishna Prem. This is the power of Krishna Prem. If a person is leaving his body, can the whole world try to stop that soul or pull that soul and stop him from leaving? Impossible. Similarly, here no one could stop the gopis from rushing towards Krishna. So this is the tyag of the gopis. They left their seva to their family members. This is dharma ka tyag, renouncing their dharma. They left their family members. This is lok ka tyag, renouncing the world. They left feeding milk to the kids. This is sneha tyag, renouncing the love. And Krishna, for this reason, he says, Na paraye aham, I will never be able to repay your love, even if I try to repay you for the duration of the devatas. I am forever debted to you all, Krishna tells the gopis. Krishna has called them by his Venugeet. And then when they reach him, he talks in an adverse way to them in the middle of the night. In this way, the gopis, tyag is adbhud, wonderful. And in this human form, to talk about this, to hear about this, to meditate on this, is the most fortunate position. And that too, here in Vrindavan Dham, we are doing it. It's Radharani's mercy upon us. I wanted to discuss these 8 shlokas here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And I'm grateful to all of you for patiently listening to this narration.
सोचा था और वहां तक पूरा किया तो समय हो गया बहुत धन्यवाद आप लोग बहुत एकाग्रता से